Exclusive Dash Control Agarx author Seamus Bruner. Establishment has been selling out US for decades. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 11, 2023. The establishment class has been selling out America for decades. While control agarchs gain power and profit, Seamus Bruner, author of Control Agarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, explained during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Bruner briefly highlighted the table setter of his book by explaining the Good Club, stemming from a quotation from billionaire David Rockefeller's 2002 memoir, which Bruner used to open the first chapter of Control Agarchs. "Some even believe we are part of a secret club, working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it." Bruner, head of research at Peter Schweizer's Government Accountability Institute, has pointed out in the past that the actual word used was cabal rather than club. This club of so-called philanthropists, comprised of the likes of Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, George Soros, Ted Turner, Michael Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, and the heads of major corporations such as Cisco, Blackstone Group, and Tiger Management, met in May 2009 to set the stage for their next collective agenda. The meeting, he explained, was on the tail end of the global financial crisis. "They've just gotten Barack Obama elected president. You know, all the people there are big Obama supporters. And so they want to have this meeting to say, you know, we are some of the biggest philanthropists in the world. How can we sort of band together, pool our resources, and address what we agree in this meeting is the biggest cause facing crisis facing humanity?" Bill Gates basically says it's overpopulation. And they say, "Oh, yes, we agree." And so you go look at the headlines, and the Wall Street Journal covered it. Some British press covered it, and this billionaire good club seeks to curb overpopulation. And, you know, we can debate, I mean, not you and I here on the show, but scientists can debate whether the Earth is overpopulated or not. I happen to think it isn't, just because I've flown across the country and across the world. It's pretty wide open, Bruner said, detailing in the book how these control agarchs use agendas such as overpopulation to ultimately gain more power and control over the masses. And the establishment has not helped either, selling out the country for decades. It hasn't been the past 20 years that the establishment has been selling out our country. It's been the past 70 years. So the Club of Rome, it really goes back to the 60s and the 70s, where they put out this report called The Limits to Growth. And just this year, they every couple of years, they basically have an annual update, where they rejigger the models, and they shift the data as they do with the climate data. But they are still saying that, you know, the limits to growth is true. It's not true. You can actually see its ancient history now, he said, explaining that these individuals simply manipulate models and data to get the outcome they want. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Seamus Bruner, December 9, 2023. They started with the presupposition that the Earth is overpopulated and then they use models to make that true. And then every year they change the models and they change their assumptions. But it always is that the Earth is going to end in anywhere from 10 to 50 years, which is just far enough away that they can change the models when the time comes around, but close enough that everybody can get really scared about it, he said, noting that they effectively use people such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, to push this premise. Ock is always talking about 12 years away, 10 years away, and it's always 10 or 12 years away. That was actually conceived 70 years ago. This kind of fear-based, get people to surrender control over their families, over their children, he said, describing the effort as wildly successful. I mean, they've been wildly successful. I think they should take a victory lap. When you look at birth rates, I mean, people used to have four or five kids. I'm actually one of six kids. And no one's having that many kids anymore, he said, noting that some people don't think it's good for the planet because the propaganda for 50 years has been that strong. These control agarchs are directly benefiting from the narrative, too, including Bill Gates, who is now attempting to cut off family-owned farms. He does that by pushing for climate change regulations that the family-owned farms can keep up with. Whether it's fertilizer restrictions, whether it's methane for the cows. And so that's one industry he kind of took over. He's also taken over the global health industry. I mean, Anthony Fauci, you saw all your public health officials, as if they were reading from the same script. And we all kind of assumed that that script came from Anthony Fauci because he was a public-facing figure. It was actually Bill Gates, who first wrote, you know, the op-ed in the Washington Post, but even 10-plus years before that. He was drafting up the script for how to deal with a global pandemic, he added. Control oligarchs, exposing the billionaire class. Their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.